My name's Marisa Waddell. You're listening to The Morning Cup on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. And I'm talking with Michael Duffy, who's a percussionist with the Latin funk band from L.A., Jungle Fire. Jungle Fire is going to be a part of the KCBX Holiday Funk and Folk Fest coming up this weekend. In fact, it's tomorrow night at the Fremont Theater. It all starts at 7 o'clock, and joining Jungle Fire on the roster will be Alec Lytle and them Rounders, and also Tipsy Gypsies. So welcome to you, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Michael, Jungle Fire has only been around as a band for about 5 years, but each of you has played and toured with acts like Stevie Wonder and Oh So Motley and U2 and many, many others. How did a bunch of touring musicians like you get together as Jungle Fire?
Well, our bassist, Joey Reyna, maybe almost 6 years ago, decided he wanted to play a bunch of old, what they call Latin breaks, music from like 60s, early 70s, New York City, black Americans getting together with Puerto Ricans and forming like funk and Latin bands. So he curated a playlist of covers that we would play in Chinatown for the Beat Swap, which is like a record event. And I was on that first session along with Sean Billings, our trumpet player, Patrick Bailey, our guitar player, and Joey, and then just a bunch of other guys in our scene. And when we finished, I remember telling Joey, I was like, we should do this for real. This is good. That pretty much comprises of the band that we have today. And it's been a great run so far.
So just a one-off event turns into now a five-year project. You're a 10-piece band. That's a lot of guys to wrangle.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in a lot of 10-piece bands. I mean, the last one I was in before this one was Oh So Motley playing drums. That was the first band that I saw out of the big bands that I had been in my career where it worked. And that applies to Jungle Fire, too. It just works. We all really enjoy spending time together, and we enjoy going out and being able to still be sideman and do our sideman things, but then come back and put our time equally into the band.
So your instrumentation, is it a typical instrumentation for a Latin band, or is there something unique about what you do? How did you come up with the instrumentation for Jungle Fire?
Well, yeah, I would say in some ways, sure, it's a very typical Latin salsa instrumentation, three percussionists, conga, timbales, and bongos, and then a horn section. Ours comprised of a baritone saxophone, trumpet, and trombone. Where our thing changes and where it gets away from the Latin side more to the funk side is your typical funk rhythm section, drum set, bass, and guitar, and we augment ours with two guitars. I would say our band is like James Brown meets the Fania All-Stars. It's that perfect complement of both Latin and funk music together.
What's your creative process as a band? How do you come up with a tune?
We're like 10 brothers in a room fighting for the top bunk. It's the best way I could describe it. We just get in a room and we throw ideas off of each other.
Who do you see as the band's primary influences?
Bands like Los Bamban from Cuba. I would also say El Gran Combo from Puerto Rico, Fania All-Stars from New York City. A lot of that great late 60s, 70s salsa music and even Cuban funk music that was happening at that time. And then on the flip side, the funk side of things, you know, your James Brown, I would even go to say a lot of the deep Southern funk mixed with Cuban and Puerto Rican traditional salsa music.
So one of the songs that we play a lot from your last album, Tropicoso, is Comencemos.
Uno, dos, tres.
Tell me about that track.
So that track originally is a Fela Kuti track that was reimagined in Colombia by a trombone player named Firpo. And he had a band called Firpo y Su Caribes. They never got any major airplay in Colombia. But that record, probably about 10 years ago, started being a rare record with DJs in our scene. Guys like DJ Newmark and Cut Chemist. These guys were playing this record, and Joey really loved that song. So when we put the band together, that was definitely one of the first covers that we really played, that we really wanted to play. And then when we recorded our first recordings, we recorded that on a 45 as the A side, and an original song called Tokuta, which is on Tropicoso, as the B side. Once we released that on Coal Mine Records, that's what really kind of set everything in motion to what we have today. I mean, we toured England for 15 days just on that record alone. We didn't have a full-length record. It was just a 45 that got so much attention, and everybody really loves that song. It's a really great song. I mean, the roots of it with Fela, I mean, are undeniable.
What is one of your favorite tracks on Tropicoso?
Oof. God, I love so much. I would say Culebro. For me personally, that was kind of one that just came together for the band in like the 11th hour, and I just love how it turned out. I loved how funky it is, how swingy it is. I love the conga solo that Steve takes. I love the timbale solo that I take. It has a lot of excitement and a lot of that tension from that session.
So you have a new album that you guys are going to release pretty soon. Tell me about that.
Well, it's going to be out probably the first week of February. It's going to be out again on Nacional Records, which is our record label, and it's called Jambu. This, different to the first record, is definitely a lot more guitar, psychedelic textures coming from that side, and some deeper rhythmic textures in the form of Cuban rumba and folkloric music from Cuba on the percussion side. So it's a really nice mix, and I'm super proud of it.
Do you have anything else up your sleeves? Any touring coming up or anything else of note that we should know about?
Well, we're just going to be supporting the new record in come February. And the only other really exciting thing that we have is that we've been tapped to do the music for Selma Hayek's new film called How to Be a Latin Lover, which should probably come out in March or April. So we've been working on her music for that, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that really is exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Michael Duffy, who's a percussionist with the Latin funk band Jungle Fire from L.A. Jungle Fire is headlining our KCBX Holiday Funk and Folk Fest coming up tomorrow night. It all starts at 7 o'clock at the Fremont Theater, downtown San Luis Obispo. And also on the bill are Alec Lytle and Them Rounders and the Tipsy Gypsies. Michael, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me again.
All right. See you this weekend.